little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
It is interesting that Jeanne Rial have been in practice, my practice, for 30 years. I've been teaching with Alan Fortune, who you may know, since 1999. In those days, we ran the old MRCGP courses, which had a lot to do with video and the written paper and the orals and so on. And it was, I can't exactly remember when the CSA first came in now, but it was a long time ago. But I was involved in the setting up of the CSA, and I've done the CSA a couple of times as part of the pilot sort of standard setting things, and I've spent a lot of time teaching on consultation skills throughout all that time. There's more of a shift under the CSA teaching, but essentially the CSA teaching is just good consulting, you know, and the reason that we've always used a task-oriented sort of model like the one that's displayed on your A4 there is because that was the best way for assessors to agree on marking, because it's quite difficult if you're using Roger Neighbor's model of connecting, summarising, you know, handing over and so on, to get people to agree what's happening when in a consultation. So if you can see things happening, then usually it's easier to get a more consistent agreement amongst a group of examiners, and that's one of the reasons why the Pendleton Tate model was adopted from an assessment perspective. And that still really is the way that assessment has gone with clinical skills. But over the years, I've spent more time talking to trainees who failed the CSA and trying to help particular groups of trainees to improve their skills to try and become better at that sort of thing. And there are some key themes that come out of that. I can talk about what I think of the two key ones for me. First of all, for the ST1s and 2s, and secondly, for the ST3s. And I think that's maybe quite a useful thing to discuss this afternoon with us.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.